time to time, and it's, I do it for a reason. God called me to pastor. And there is a reason for that, and I'm not the only one. Amen. Thank God for pastor. Matter of fact, thank God for the fivefold ministry. But I want to tell you something. I need you folks to work with me on the screens, because I want to go rather quickly to share with you what I want to share with you. My last message to you for this year. And I'm going to call it priorities for 2025 and beyond. There are priorities in life. There are some things in life that's more important than others. There are some things in life we need to give more attention to than we do other things. Amen. And this is what I want to say to you. Jesus wants his church to mature in 2025 and beyond. There's too much immaturity in the body of Christ. We understand that babies are immature. Toddlers are immature. Children are immature. But I want you to hear me tonight. Hear me good. God is calling for his church to mature. A lot of times the Lord will give me something. Turn in your Bibles to Ephesians, the 4th chapter. And I want to read this rather quickly. Ephesians, the 4th chapter. And I'll just begin at verse 11 to make this point, then we'll move on. It says, Ephesians 4, 11. As a matter of fact, here's what I want to do. Do you have it on the screen? Let me read it in the New Living Translation, please. Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Verse 12. Their responsibility, this calling comes with a responsibility, is to equip God's people to do his work, and to do what to the church?
Build
to do what?
Build all the church.
Amen. Now, when it's talking about building up the church, it's not talking about a physical building, although we have to have places to worship, don't we?
Amen.
We thank God for our place of worship and all the other places of worship where we come together to worship God and to hear the word of God. We need those things. But their responsibility is to equip God's people to do the work and build up the church, the body of Christ. You with me? Verse 13, please. And it goes on to say, this will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be, what? Mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standards of Christ. Our goal is maturity. Maturity. There was playtime one time, because children do play, don't they? They cry, they whine, and they play. But now God's calling us to mature. Because there is a place in his body, and I mean in the body of Christ, for each and every one of us. And we will be held accountable to God as to whether we step up to the plate or not. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So I want to talk to you, like I said, briefly. Let me go ahead and take off my watch so I can see it. About some priorities that I want to leave with you. Turn in your Bibles to the book of James, 4th chapter. Do I have your attention? The first thing we need to do is to draw closer to God. In James chapter 4, and once again, I'm going to read it from the New Living Translation, verse 7, James chapter 4, verse 7. It says, listen to this, so humble yourselves before God. Let me stop right there for a moment. You see that? In New King James Version, it says, submit to God. God is to be reverenced. Hear me good. God is to be reverenced. He's to be honored, respected. Humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8. Come what? Come close to God. Come close to God. I know sometimes we sing in the song, in our songs, God come close to us, God come close, God come close. But you know what? He's waiting to come close. He's telling us, you come close to me. Come close to me. Come close to God, and listen to this, and God will do what? Come close to you. Because sometimes he's trying to get closer to us, but we're not humble. We're not submitted. We're all wrapped up in ourselves that God is not able to get through to us. So God's calling us to come closer to him. Come closer. Listen, let me tell you something. You will never, ever, ever go wrong by drawing closer to God. Never. So it says, come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided. Uh-oh. I didn't write the book, folks. The Holy Ghost did. Let me read that again. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Now, if your toes are feeling a little sore, praise God, the word's working. Amen. The word that I preach to you, I hear it first. So God is calling us to draw closer to Him. To make sure our focus is on Him and on His word and what He wants from us. You will never fail serving God, amen. Committing to God. Amen. We sing a song sometime, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Glory to God. Let's draw closer to God, because God's got something for us in 2025 and beyond. And it should start tonight. Hallelujah. You know, I'm spending time before God, and Lord, what do you want me to deliver? And I got to be obedient. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Ecclesiastes. The 7th chapter, I think. Yeah, Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter. In the New King James Bible, verse 1, it says, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. But again, I want to read that verse from the New Living Translation. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1. What does it say? Stop right there. A good reputation. You know, we're going to finish, leave that up there for a moment, because I'm going to finish it. The Word of God tells us that we are the light of the world. And a candle that's hid under a bushel or under a bucket, the world cannot see their light, see its light. Jesus called us candles, sources of light, that is supposed to shine to the world. Reputation is vital. People are not going to listen to you if they don't respect you. Folk don't want to hear anything you got to say if they don't respect you. A good, listen to this, a good reputation is more valuable than costly perfume. A good reputation is more valuable than any material thing that you can have. I know people can lie on you. A lie is one thing, but if it's the truth, that's a whole nother deal. And the enemy is trying to cause confusion in the body of Christ right now. There's so much folk get on YouTube and you can find all kinds of stuff going on. But it's important for us that we stay close to him, that we walk with him, and that we conduct our lives. Now, folks, you might call this old time preaching, but it's in the Word of God. Yeah. That we must conduct our lives in line with the Word of God. Yeah. Yes, we want God to bless our lives. Yes, we want God to meet every need we have. Yes, we want God to heal our bodies when we get sick. But are we just wanting from him, and not wanting to give anything back? The Bible tells us that we are laborers together with him, which means that he has his part to do, but I have mine to do also. So that means I need to live right. I need to walk right.
Amen. Amen.
I need to continually draw close to him. And be careful about deception. Man, I could go on for a while on that one. But I'll be sharing some other things with you later on, not tonight. But let me finish this. A good reputation is more valuable than any costly perfume. And the day you die is better than the day you were born. Listen, when I leave here, if it's by rapture, I'm out of here and y'all going with me. But if I happen to leave here before Jesus come back, and folks are filing by looking at my body, I want them to be able to say he lived a life. He wasn't phony. He wasn't fakey. I want them to say he was for real. And if they say anything to the contrary, it's a lie. Jesus paid a tremendous price for our salvation. The day I leave here, I'm already saying it's going to be better than the day I was born. I was born a baby. We're going to leave here a man serving God.
Amen.
Do I have any witnesses out here?
Amen.
Glory to God. And I want to say this, like I said, I'm getting ready to close this out. I just want to share that with you. But if you're saying, Pastor, you know, I could have done so much better, I got good news for you. You can start again.
Amen.
You can start again. Beginning tonight, or whenever you watch this service, you can start again. As long as you have breath in your body, you can start again. You can begin again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But you're going to have to set some priorities in your life. God first. Everybody say God first.
God first.
Say it again.
God first.
Amen. God first. And if you happen to be married, your spouse next. Your kids, your children, family, and you can go on down the line. But remember what it said. I'm getting ready to close. Put it back up. Remember this, a good reputation brings honor and glory to God, and it is more valuable than anything that you can attain. You can be a billionaire. Besides, you can be a billionaire and very miserable. You can have everything you want, but a man of God, man that loves God, a woman that loves God, that's constantly drawing closer to God, is more valuable than anything you can get on this earth.
Amen.
That, listen to me, that's a person that God can use. And I want to always be usable for God.
Amen.
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 Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And let me read you one more and we're quitting. I'll just read it from the screen. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. That's the ending of that book. 12:13. Chapter 12, verse 13. That's the whole story. Because you'd have to read the book of Ecclesiastes to get the story. That's the whole story. Here's now is my final conclusion. Fear God and obey His commands, for this is everyone's duty. Hallelujah. That's the whole story. And that's what I leave with you tonight. Obey God. Honor Him. And you will go through 2025, excuse me. I'm not saying there won't be bumps in the road. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying this, you will be victorious.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Father.